Another dramatic weekend at Mount Panorama. It just seems to give us that. It was the finale of the 2020 Supercar Championship season, and the big one, the Bathurst 1000, was taken out by Shane Van Gisbergen and Garth Tander, his fourth victory at Bathurst, and he's been good enough to join us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Garth. Congratulations.
Good morning, Half. Thanks, mate. Cheers.
Good on you, mate. Great to have you with us. Now, you're a couple of days from the victory now. What does it do? Does it sink in? Because not only is it Bathurst, which is the big one, but it's also the end of the season.
Yeah, look, yeah, it'd probably take a couple of days, that one, to sink in. Pretty special win, that one. A lot of storylines attached to that race. Obviously, sharing the car with Shane, his first Bathurst win, and what an awesome job he did to help it, well, to basically just secure the win. And then, obviously, Holden's last official involvement with the Bathurst 1000, and Holden has so much history with Bathurst, so it's really special to have, you know, success on their last involvement, because like I said, Bathurst and Holden really go together.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's start there, because as you said, there's a lot of storylines to talk about, but let's start with the Holden factor. And you've had such a great relationship with Holden through your time in the V8s and the supercars as it is now. How do you feel about that? The fact that the brand is now no longer going to be a part of what is one of the iconic sports in Australia?
Yeah, really sad. When the announcement was made back in February that, you know, Holden would cease operations in Australia at the end of the year, it was obviously your first thoughts go to, well, what does that mean for racing? And then you all realise that, you know, Holden's involvement, official involvement in Australian motorsport comes to an end. So this Bathurst was always going to be very special, and all of the Holden runners were probably pretty keen to get this one because they wanted to have that final send-off moment for Holden. So, yeah, look, I think it was fantastic to be able to secure the win, because, like I said before, Holden has such a special connection with Bathurst. And, you know, very, very fond memories of when we won the race in 2011, taking the Peter Brock Trophy back into headquarters at Holden in Melbourne, and taking it through Port Melbourne and all the offices there, and showing all the staff, and then even flying over to Adelaide, to Elizabeth, to the manufacturing plant that used to be there, and just taking the trophy along the production line and just seeing how the staff there were so enthusiastic about, you know, getting their photo with the trophy and just what it meant to them. You know, or having all that stuff come to an end, you know, it's really, really sad. So, yeah, hopefully it was a bit of a bright light for all the Holden supporters to get that last win on the weekend.
Yeah, I know that it would have been. We were talking about it yesterday, Garth, that how different it would have been for that final Holden moment with a full mountain and with people everywhere. Of course, that wasn't the case. What did it take a little bit off it, do you think, or what was it like?
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess 2020's been pretty weird in lots of different ways, hasn't it? So this is no different. Yeah, look, we really missed the atmosphere and the enthusiasm, and you get such a rush from the atmosphere, from the crowd, and like you said, the Holden supporters are pretty parochial, so they would have been pretty loud and proud about that one. So it was a real shame that they couldn't be there. So losing that little bit there, particularly on the podium, you know, was a shame. But the intensity of the race, the actual race, was just through the roof. So, you know, I've never experienced a race that was so fast and so hard for a full 1,000 kilometres before. So the intensity was like I've never seen before. It's just a shame that the fans weren't there able to see that live.
Well, it was great coverage. Fox Sports do a great job covering it and getting the pictures and the stories to us as it happens. And you were driving with Shane Van Gisbergen. Of course, last year there was great drama at the finish with you guys as a pairing. And Scotty McLaughlin and Alexander Primat took out the title last year. And SVG didn't get his first Bathurst win. He got it this time around. And it wasn't without its drama. I mean, the showers that were forecast didn't come, but there was a patch of rain midway through the race where Shane really did break the race open. How impressed were you with what he did in that slippery period?
Oh, mate, that's what won the race for us. That period of the wet conditions, and Shane is such a master of being able to read the grip level that you have when the conditions are changing like that when it's wet. And that's what set up the race win 100%, because he took us from third to the lead, and we basically didn't give up the lead from that point on. So it wouldn't be Bathurst if they didn't throw you a couple of curveballs now and then, and that rain was certainly a curveball. Like you said, the forecast was that the track was effectively meant to be underwater. We were meant to get that much rain. But it's almost more tricky when you get little showers like that. You stay on the slick tyres that aren't, you know, suited to the wet conditions, and you just have to ride out those little showers that come through, knowing full well it's going to dry out again in 5 minutes or 10 minutes. So that's even trickier than just a full wet track. So, like I said, that's what set the win up for us. And, I mean, he's the best guy in the field in those conditions. And they always say, make sure you got the right tool for the job. And Shane was the man for that, for sure.
So, Garth, we'd read the analysis post-race saying that your performance when you were in the car was pretty much as good as what it was for Shane. Did you feel that you were going as well as what you actually were going when you sort of, I guess, in a way, the second driver?
Yeah, I felt really comfortable in the car. The guys gave us an awesome race car. I said to the guys after I started the race, and when I jumped out the first time, I said to the crew that the car is awesome and it's going to get better as the day goes on, and it certainly did. So I felt really comfortable. It was a bit of a strange year for me this year, sitting on the couch effectively for 6 months, not being able to do any sort of practice or anything like that, and just turn up to go to Bathurst Green,
yeah,
like pretty much all the co-drivers were this year. The preparation was a bit different, but we've been fortunate enough to have a fair bit of experience around Bathurst. And, after five or so laps, I felt like I'd never been out of the car. So, yeah, I was really happy with how I went. And I was just really making sure that I gave the car back to Shane in the best condition we could have, not relinquish the lead, and really set up that last stint for Shane.
Oh, I was keen to talk to you about the build-up for you because of what you said. You've been effectively sitting on the couch for 6 months with the situation and walking into one of the most pressure-packed environments in motorsport across the planet, let alone in Australia. How important were Thursday and Friday for you to get the feel of things again?
Yeah, look, it was important. And, there's a lot of chat about all the co-drivers, about the lack of preparation, how they all go. And I was pretty comfortable, given that I have done a few laps around Bathurst, so that I was reasonably comfortable that it would all sort of come back. It's a bit like riding a bike, I guess. And, I put no pressure on myself on Thursday, and realistically, Thursday, is about, setting yourself up the weekend. It's not about being a hero. So I just made sure I didn't have no pressure on myself, put no expectations on myself. And each time I jumped back in the car for each practice sessions, I felt more and more comfortable to the point where Saturday, Shane pretty much just said to me, mate, I just want to focus on the shootout. So I'm going to do one lap this morning and one lap tonight, and you can do the other work and get the car ready for the race. So that was pretty cool. So he tasked me with the job of setting the car up as a race car. So it was great that he had that faith in me.
Now, I want to know, what's your role in working with Shane on the mental side of things? Now, you've obviously won the race multiple times. Shane hadn't, but he'd been so close. So did you have much to do with, getting that to go to the next level for Shane?
No, I mean, Shane's a pro, mate. He knows what he needs to do, and he knows what the job is and how to do it and how to get the best out of himself. And I guess my role is just to try and keep everything light, not let the whole scenario get too serious, and not just keep everything light and just, try and keep it as much routine as you can. And, I had a lot of people sort of asking, oh, when are you going to win it? When are you going to win it? You should have won it by now, rah, rah, rah. Just trying to keep that pressure off him, and he's good at that anyway, but just keep it light. We take the mickey out of each other fairly heavily, just so it keeps the pressure off and enables us to just go out and enjoy the job that we get to do, which is drive a race car fast around Bathurst.
Which you did magnificently. Great to have Garth Tander with us, Bathurst champion from 2020 with Shane van Gisbergen from the weekend.
Now, what we want to know is, because we know that drivers do this, are you a sleeper when you're not in the car, Garth?
No, I'm not. You sort of don't get a lot of time between stints. You sort of jump out of the car, have a quick ice bath, have some food, rehydrate, obviously, through that period. And then you sort of need to be ready with about 10 laps prior to when you get back in the car again. So you don't actually have a lot of time out of the car just to be sort of relaxing. And then when I'd done my laps and it was, the strategy was that Shane was going to stay in the car, it was just sort of, sit back, relax and enjoy the race, because it's sort of out of my hands now. And just sort of try and sit back and relax and enjoy it, which I was okay with until about 10 to go. And then there was those couple of safety cars late in the race. And then the heart rate started to go up there. Not so much because I was worried that anything that Shane was going to do or there was going to be any dramas with the car. It's just, something that's out of your control can sort of, wreck your day. And Bathurst has done that before to plenty of people. So, I was a bit nervous with 10 to go, but thankfully it all played out as we'd hoped.
Yeah, 9 laps and 5 laps, the safety cars came out just to cause a bit of stress for you. And Cam Waters drove a magnificent race in his Ford and was always on the hammer. And there was a great shot of you at one stage, Garth, very casual, lean back in the chair, very content with the world. The next one was much more stressful. It was quite amusing from the couch I was watching on.
Yeah, I mean, you sort of try not to watch the monitor, and I just have the radio on, listening to the communication between the crew and Shane, and there wasn't much going on, and then all of a sudden the radio lights up, and then you see the monitor and the safety car, and you instantly realise that, you know, that the intensity is going to go up another level. It's hard to imagine that it could really go up another level than what it was already. I mean, those two guys, Shane and Cam, went at it for 60 laps at Bathurst, flat out, with two cars that were seriously... Those two cars, ours and the six Mustang, were clearly the fastest two cars on track at that stage of the race. And that was an immense battle. I mean, I sort of almost detached myself from the fact that my car was involved in that battle and sat back and just enjoyed the sport for 60 laps, because just how intense that battle was, because it was very impressive to watch both of them.
Yeah, they were magnificent, but 0.8663 of a second was the margin for you and for Shane to take out the 2020 title. What happens now, Garth? After the celebrations, I'm sure they go on for a little while, but what happens now with you?
Yeah, well, Monday was full of media commitments and things like that, which is traditional post-Bathurst. And then, Tuesday or today, I'm fly back to Melbourne. So I've been on the road for 5 weeks now. I had to go to Darwin and quarantine to get out of Victoria. Obviously, then spent about a week and a half with the team in Brisbane prior to then coming to Bathurst and spending almost a week in Bathurst and then back to Melbourne. So back to Melbourne, back to the family. In the COVID world that we live in, I'm sure we'll be doing lots of Zoom catch-ups and things like that with the race team. Shane's heading back to New Zealand today, so he'll be back in New Zealand for 3 months. And I'm sure there'll be lots of Zoom catch-ups to celebrate this one.
Well, the good news is when you come back to Melbourne now, you can get a haircut. So they're open. So good luck with that. And you've got a beautiful head of hair, so I'm sure someone must have cut it somewhere.
Thanks, mate.